Happy to welcome back to the program in person Kim Calvey from the Friends of the Thomas Crane Public Library to give us a little update on a lot that's been happening at the library over the past year and a half. Great to see you, Kim. Great to have you in studio.
Thank you. It's so nice to be here after so long. Good to see you, Joe.
Yeah,
thank
we've
you.
Had a couple of virtual chats over this past year and a half or so.
Yep.
And really, the library never missed a beat.
Never missed a beat. Yeah. I'm so proud of the library. You know, the Friends, you know, we stayed abreast of it. You know, we meet every month, the board, the Friends. So we always knew what was going on. And there were a lot of changes. You know, while the library, the doors were closed and people were able to avail themselves of online pickup service, what was going on in the building, though, was pretty good, really interesting. With some renovations, we've got brand new carpeting, which is always nice to have that kind of a refresh. Mm-hmm. And we now have a welcome desk in the very front. You walk right in, and it's right there to the left. And it's just for directions only. Just if you're looking for a particular collection or which floor to go on for whatever service, it doesn't replace the circulation desk,
sure.
which is still located where it's always been.
Probably takes a little bit of pressure off the circulation desk, actually, because a lot of people had those questions, and that was the only place they could ask them, right?
Is right there at the circulation desk. Yeah, right,
so
exactly.
Now you walk in, right, in the big atrium there. To the left, as you say, there's somebody sitting there. They can direct you where to go.
Yeah, and there's a nice seating area there, too.
That, too.
With plenty of natural light.
Yes.
Which is good. So,
sure.
Yeah.
You mentioned the carpet. I actually was over the day that the main library reopened for the first time since the pandemic,
and
the carpet
ago.
Looks great. Yeah,
it just
brightened up the whole place.
It really did. You know, I love that the architecture of the building from the outside is the way it is. You know, it's just, it's representative. The Quincy has, been here since the 1600s, right? Maybe the building's not that old, but
no.
You know what I mean. But going inside, it's a modern building.
Yes.
You know, we have all the technology. It's laid out beautifully, it's aesthetically pleasing, it's ergonomic, it's all of that. Mm-hmm. It's easy to get around. And like I said, we've moved collections too. So I think that's probably a good reason why we now have the welcome desk on the first floor.
Yes.
Because if you know that we've moved things around in the library, that
they're not where they used to be.
Some things are just not where they used to
right.
be. So it's a good thing to ask before you climb those stairs and, then you can go to where you need to go.
Yes.
But again, the circulation desk is where it's always been.
Yes. Yeah, actually, in speaking with Megan Allen, the director, actually, some materials have been removed to allow for more open space, basically.
Yeah.
To make it feel a little more airy, to allow for handicapped accessibility.
Yes.
Also. And it's quite evident when you go in.
You know. Yeah. Yeah, there's lots of floor space.
Yep.
But that doesn't mean that the materials are not available. It just means that they've been more carefully placed. So everything is still easy for everyone to get to, but more people can enjoy being in the library.
Yeah, there's a brand new health and wellness section, actually,
mm-hmm.
that folks should check out, quite appropriate, given what we just have been through. You know, a lot of folks are curious about medical research, so there's a whole section dedicated to that.
Yep, yeah, exactly. Yeah, and just garden variety health and wellness, too. We've all been cooped up at home.
Right.
We'd all want to get outside and get some exercise and some fresh air.
Yes,
presumably.
Exactly. Now, did the Friends actually meet virtually?
We did.
Okay.
We did. We handled it. We met every month via Zoom, and we just talked about what was going on in the library, what our ongoing initiatives are as time allows, as time marches on. And Megan kept us apprised of what was going on in the library in terms of the renovations and that sort of thing. So, one other thing too, at the circulation desk, we now have a little kiosk for express self checkout too, which I think makes sense given that now that we're all used to COVID,
mm-hmm.
And kind of socially distancing and making sure that we're all kind of making sure that we're not in such close quarters.
Yep.
It's a good measure to have. So it's at the circulation desk, but it's off to the side.
Okay.
So if anybody wants to self-check out because they're in a hurry or they just want to, they don't want any community touching.
Okay.
That's a good thing to do too.
Now, are there any online services still being offered that were offered during the pandemic, or is that, it's totally in person now?
Yes and no. So we no longer have, you don't have to pick up your books anymore.
Okay.
So that part is no. So it's nice to be able to come into the library and browse, like we used to before.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah. Yay, hey, yay. But we do still have some, the services that we offered before, and it's not on the circulation desk, it's on the top floor. You know, like the computers and laptops, I mean, those are actually, you know, throughout the library, mm-hmm. the way that that's offered to the public, you know, 2-hour intervals and so forth. But we also, you know, printing and faxing and scanning services too, and that's on the top floor. So, as I recall, during the pandemic, for a period of time, there was services like that were not offered, and then I believe that they were, but you know, very carefully managed.
Yes.
But now it's open. So
you actually had to reserve your time.
Yes.
To use a printer, a scanner, a fax machine.
For exactly that reason.
Yeah.
Because of COVID.
Because of COVID. They didn't want everybody just crowding in all at once. You had to set aside your time.
Yeah.
So it's nice that. That's not the place, the case anymore.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And it's still reasonably priced. I mean, it's just to cover the cost of the paper, you know, the pages and the paper and the ink and that sort of thing.
Sure.
So, but it's the library staff is always great, you know, and wanting to help and expedite when people need those services.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's still an offer.
Were there any outdoor events, concerts, kids' activities, things like that?
There are always outdoor activities and events. And those are some of those, too, had to be carefully managed as well.
Sure.
But going forward, I mean, I've got the September calendar here, which is on the website and completely populated.
Yes.
So the first thing that I want to mention is Tuesday, September 14th, you know, city election. Go to the calendar to find out when and where. But then, like on Wednesday, it looks every single Wednesday in September, except for the first, we have, this is one example, community outdoor yoga.
Oh, okay.
Which, I mean, the reason I point that out is because I remember reading in, you know, in other local periodicals that became a thing. It was starting to become a trend before the pandemic, but because of the pandemic, people still wanted to get together and outside, and it's still a good way to exercise. So that's being offered by the library, too.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I mean, we've got, yeah, we've got all kinds of programs, you know, for children, for teens, for adults. You know, there's like online Law and Order on a Monday night. Mm. And some of these are online, like we've got The Traveling Librarian Goes to Istanbul. That is on Monday the 13th. That's for an hour and a half.
Okay.
So there's always a lot going on. The calendar is populated for indoor and outdoor activity. There's something for everybody.
Yeah. Speaking of online, the entire website's been revamped, right?
Yay!
Yeah.
I love it. As a tech nerd myself,
yes.
I spent some time on it, and it is so easily navigable now. I mean, it was before, but now it really is. Everything is broken down, you know, drop-down menus. I mean, we've got several different topics just going across the top. You know, you visit what you need to know, the library, which is like the hours and any COVID safety protocols, should those come up. Events and exhibits. We'll get to that in a minute.
Sure.
Education and research, that one is super. I mean, you can talk about a rabbit hole. I mean, you could get yourself lost there forever.
Yeah.
And then the online library, the services that are there, children and teens, we always have some activity for them and how to access what they need from the website. And then additional library services like we talked about already.
Sure.
So, yeah, and then the footer, that, you know, it seems like, okay, the footer, what is that? That's just the address of the library?
Mm-hmm.
No. There's a lot going on there, too. I mean, we talk about how you can donate to the library, the information on the bookstore, which is good to know. The bookstore is still closed, and will open up in the fall.
Okay. Good to know. A lot of people have been asking about that, I know.
Yeah, right, exactly. And then, of course, there's the link for the Friends.
Yes.
Which, you know, that's
near and dear to your heart.
Very, 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 yes, it really is. And that's where anybody can join. You click on that link in the footer, and you can join right then and there.
Okay.
You don't have to come into the library. And you can join, and there's a drop-down menu if you want to make a donation.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go. And then you can also follow where that's one place where you can access the newsletter that's published. And then also there is an icon for Facebook where you can follow the Friends on Facebook, too.
Okay. And I know throughout the year and a half or so that the library was closed, the Friends were still able to offer like passes to museums, to different cultural events in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Are those still valid if people didn't use them?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Yes. That was something that we talked about at our last board meeting, our last Friends meeting, is that because that actually was a question that came up.
Yeah.
But yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Because everybody still wants to get out and, you know, and go and visit and see and do. So, yeah, those are still valid.
Good.
But every, I believe every museum which the library doesn't control, has their own COVID safety protocols. So be sure to follow that. But yeah, you can still access the passes.
Yes, yeah. So what do the Friends do, Kim? What's the benefit of being a friend of the Thomas Crane Public Library?
We do all kinds of things. We like to make sure that we stay active in the community and what the community needs. Like there was an outreach program a while ago we were talking about dropping off materials to assisted living facilities.
Yeah.
We also organize, we have our two events in the spring. We have the annual meeting, then we have Spring Fling, and we always have a speaker come to one of those and just kind of talk about something that would be interesting to everybody. Like one year we had a caterer who was talking about picnics for the nicer weather coming. So the Friends organize all of that. We stay on top of that. We discuss what we can do with the donations, and how to maximize that so that everybody benefits, whether it's, if it's an outdoor event or if it's, something going on inside the library, we're always making sure that those funds are appropriated correctly so that, again, everybody benefits. We're always coming up with new ideas, too. And the other thing is on the, in the footer where the Friends link is, there's also, you can suggest an event.
Okay.
So we're always looking for new ideas, too. I mean, we're all pretty sharp people, but every now and then it's nice to have, somebody come up with an original idea that maybe we hadn't thought of.
Yeah. Well, I think people might not realize that all the events that we've been talking about, the concerts, the special presentations, museum passes, the cultural exhibits, mm-hmm. are not part of the library budget. They are all funded by the Friends.
Exactly.
It's all extra.
It is.
Will, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I mean by maximizing the donation dollars, right? So we use the budget for all of that. Being on the board, being a friend is, it's volunteer.
Yeah.
But it's time well spent because we all come together, we brainstorm, and it's like, okay, well, this is our budget, and what are we going to do? Next quarter, next month, next year.
Yeah. I think it's important to point out because I think people take it for granted just because it's always been there. So it's kind of, it's the library. They do all these things.
Yeah.
Well, yes, but with help.
With help and with the donations from from people who join,
right.
who become friends.
Right.
And and the pandemic honestly didn't lessen our numbers mm-hmm. in terms of membership to the Friends. About a year ago we had, 500, close to 600, but our membership is as strong as ever. I'm sure we're over 600 by now. I can't give you an exact number, I know that when we were talking, it was still cold weather earlier this year, we'd seen an increase, people who had been friends for a long time were donating even more money.
Okay.
So, which stands to benefit everybody.
Yes. Yeah, well, I think so many people turned to the library, during the pandemic just for a respite.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Even just to take out, a picture book about Hawaii or something.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah. Right, exactly.
But just to have that service available there. I think was a great asset for sure.
Yeah, the library is not, and I've said this many, many times, the library isn't just shelves of books.
Right.
Stock photo images, it's always that sort of a picture, right? But the library, what the Friends do is so much more, it involves itself so much more into what can offer the community.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it is these, outdoor yoga or travel or this coming Thursday, we have a scavenger hunt if you want to participate in local history, right?
Okay.
Yeah, who would have ever thought of that,
right?
But something like that speaks to, with the history and genealogy tab that's also on the website, and there are several different, it's broken up into different categories.
Mm-hmm.
I'm particularly interested in the shipyard one.
Okay.
Because it's certainly visible everywhere you drive around in Quincy, right? There, the old shipyards. So there's always something going on. The Friends are always looking to take the donations and find ways to really provide something for everybody. Indoors, outdoors, year-round, just make it diverse.
Yeah. What is required of a friend of the Thomas Crane Public Library? What's their commitment?
Just a library card.
That's it. Okay.
Yeah. Library card, and really, that's it.
Okay.
I mean, it's not to become a friend is really, it's almost like it goes one way. Like if you become a friend, you get so much more in return.
Mm.
You become aware of what's going on in the library, and you get the newsletter, and which helps you maximize, the library card and your membership, and you have the library card and you can get museum passes, and there's just more access to everything.
Yep.
But it's And it's nice to be able to say you're a friend of the library.
Yeah. Do you have to attend meetings?
Nope. I mean,
okay.
Nope. You can if you want.
Okay.
I mean, the ones that we have in the spring, the annual meeting and the spring event.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And everybody should, because that's like our big celebration.
Okay.
If you will. So yeah, absolutely, everybody should. But no, there's no requirement to attend a monthly meeting. We don't take attendance.
Okay.
No. It's more relaxed than that and infinitely more friendly.
And you don't have to be from Quincy, right?
No.
Okay.
Nope. I mean, for a long time I lived in, you know, one of the neighboring towns.
Okay.
And since I moved to the South Shore, I've been a friend of the Thomas Crane Public Library and frequent the building next door.
Yeah, well, you are a great spokesperson for sure, because the passion comes through.
Oh, thanks.
It's quite obvious that you get a lot of pleasure from it, too. Mm-hmm. How long have you been a friend yourself, actually, roughly?
Oh, gosh, how long have I lived in the South Shore now as an adult? 4 years, I think.
Okay.
A while.
So actually, yeah. Relatively new.
Oh, yeah. I'm still green.
Yeah.
I freely admit that. But I mean, to me, the library is a mothership, so... You know, I mean, it's my first part-time job growing up, working in a library. So.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So there is an underlying passion
yes.
there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned before we went on about the population in the city becoming increasingly more diverse, mm-hmm. and how the library was responding to that.
Absolutely. And that's something else that the Friends consider, because it's kind of like, well, we want to service the needs of the community. Mm-hmm. And if the community, you know, for example, you know, what, 30% of Quincy is Asian population,
right.
Asian descent. Okay, well, you know, I can think of two resources that are available, you know, from the library, and one of them is learn to speak English.
Yes.
You know, you have to have a basic level of, you know, of understanding.
Sure.
But I mean, I believe it's a 10-week program. It's free. It meets for an hour and a half each week, right now via Zoom or Google Meet. But if somebody's interested in integrating more into the community and wants to learn English, you know, that's the way to do. I mean, that's available, because, you know, going to, you know, for private lessons can be quite costly.
Yes.
And because of the pandemic, of course, people have had to shift their own personal budget, where they allocate their own funds. But this is still something that is offered. And then also, we have the learn to read
yes.
program. And that's been going on since 1985.
That's amazing.
I know, yeah. Right? That's like, what, 36 years ago?
Yeah, that's right. Good quick math there, Kim. Yeah.
Yikes. Well, I was working in a library. Anyway, so, but that's an accredited affiliation with Pro-Literacy America.
Yeah.
So it's not just something that the library is doing in a silo. No, it's part of a national program. And that's something that, again, people in the community can avail themselves
yes.
to for just their time.
ThomasCraneLibrary.org.
Yes.
Check it out.
Yes, please.
All the time.
All the time. 24/7.
Great to see you, Kim.
Thank you for having me. Nice to see you too, Joe.
We'll have you back soon.
Okay, I'd love that.